Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Danny.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Wow. Hey. And hello, YouTube. Hello.
Hey.
Hello to our channel, the Cimarelli Podcast channel.
Hi.
The newest Cimarelli channel. Okay, that's enough. Were you going to say something?
No, I just said hi.
Oh, you were. Okay, welcome back, guys. And we are here to entertain you, uplift you, and share some advice that has changed our lives. Lisa just looked at me with the weirdest look.
I'm just trying to get the game face on. I'm trying to so get into it.
Okay, we're going to share some juicy stories, discuss personal topics, and get vulnerable with you guys today. We have a really fun topic, which is stuff girls secretly do.
I'm really nervous. I don't know why.
It's pretty weird.
I'm always nervous.
You're always nervous.
You don't want to be exposed.
I don't know why.
Okay, whatever.
And he's like, I'm about to make a salad. I'm really nervous.
Literally.
That's true.
Look. Also, PSA, Lisa and I basically have the same length of hair. It's kind of freaking me out, bro. It's kind of freaking me out.
Weirdos.
Nope. Okay, Kathy, you want to give us the spicy advice Q&A?
Woohoo!
All right, fam. So this comes from our patron, Mary C.
What up, Mary
C? Thought this was a great question. Good job, Mary. I don't think I've ever seen this question.
Your hoop just fell off.
Wait, oh, I felt it. It's on my foot.
What?
Hold on.
Pause. Kevin's dropping jewelry over here.
We don't need to pause.
Okay, go ahead.
We're good, bro.
All right. So this question is from Mary C., our patron. As you can see, we answer questions from our patrons. So join Patreon today and answer or give us a question to answer.
Answer our
All
questions.
Right. So Mary C. says, I don't know, I almost said Mary C. on the beat.
Oh, no, Kat.
What are fun, productive things to do when you have free time?
Ooh.
That's a great, because I think a lot of people don't know what to do. They're just like, what do? Besides,
TV.
Like, watch TV. That's not productive.
Exactly.
Call someone up and catch up with someone you haven't talked to in a while.
Ooh,
go for a walk and listen to One Direction.
Do a sport like me.
Do
like
a
boxing,
sport.
Mm. You know? Because it's like a workout or a workout class. Something where it's like other people are leading
they
you.
They said fun.
That is fun. Did you have fun last night?
Workout class
yeah,
fun. But workout class is generally
it's
not fun.
Fun. Okay, listen. You need to change your mindset. You have to change the nation's mindset. Working out is fun. Get over it.
I would say start a garden. Because
I agree with that.
Not that I have a garden, or you could get some plants. I really think that's a great hobby. And I'd also say go on a bike ride. I don't even own a bike, but that's just something you should do.
You don't know how to bike?
No, I don't own a bike.
A plant, you water it for 30 seconds.
No, I said gardening.
Gardening, it's way different.
I said you can get plants
you
too.
You dig plants. Holes, you rip out weeds,
okay,
you water them,
that.
You check on them, you care for them.
I don't think this segment is. Take down someone else's idea of something fun to do, Lisa. Okay.
I mean, that's what it is for me.
Dad loves his garden, so.
Yes. Who doesn't love a garden?
Our dad gardens. I forgot.
Okay.
No, the boys do the gardening. Right, he just eats the tomatoes.
I will say, pick up a hobby. I will always say this. Find something new you want to try. Learn a new skill. Do a new... Read a new book. That's kind of a hobby, isn't it? Reading is a hobby. I don't know. Find something new to learn it, like knitting or sewing or dancing or... skateboarding or walking, running if you don't know how to walk.
Something artistic.
Artistic.
Wait,
writing.
You don't know how to walk?
If any babies are watching this, learn to walk.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
I think you should get outside if it's good weather and do something active and like fun. And you might be like, I don't know why some people think it's not productive, but that is productive because first of all, sunlight is really good for you as long as you're not roasting yourself. And second of all, fresh air is really good for you. And third of all, playing and being active is really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually is a really good thing. You might just be like, I'm just riding my skateboard around town. This isn't productive, but it actually is.
It is.
It's good to have fun and be free and get outside. So that can be productive too. So we just gave you a bunch of cool stuff. So
let
us know if you guys have a great productive day. Let us know.
You better.
Awesome. Okay,
that was pretty good.
That was the Q&A. So we get to go into the topic of conversation. Okay, so we have two segments to this whole topic. We have the first one, by the way, stuff girls secretly do. We have the first one, which is we're going to read a list of things that we found on the internet that was compiled by someone.
I'm going to comment on these, right?
Someone.
I don't agree with all of them.
And we're going to say if we do them.
Whose earring fell off.
I'm going to read it, and then we'll maybe just go down the line and say who. We'll start here, then we'll start there. We'll just start at the opposite ends. And we'll say if you've done it or if you haven't, okay?
All right. All right.
And then after we get through the list, then we have another list that we just read part of it. We have another list of things that we have done that we're going to tell you. So we're going to start with the list. Here we go. So we'll start with Lisa. And everyone just tell us if you did or didn't do this. If you did or didn't. Yeah. Guys, just go with what I just said. All right, ready? First thing is, make the ugliest face in the mirror just to see what you look like.
I did a version of this where I go in really close to the mirror and I go like this. And I make a really scary face like right next to the mirror I trick myself that it's someone else and then I get really scared.
Wait, what?
I have done that. I've done that so many times.
Okay, see?
I don't do that.
If you get close enough to where you can like see your pores and your eyebrow hairs, it's very scary. So yes,
literally do this all the time. As soon as I look over in my phone, I'm like, and I do that the whole time. I sit there and I'm just like,
oh yeah, and your front camera.
And I do it to both. I don't know why, but I do it all the time.
Yeah, I do this sometimes. I think it's just when I get in a weird mood and I look in the mirror and start making weird faces and I'm like, it feels like it's a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Just kind of fun and entertaining, you know?
Okay, so everyone does this. This
except
is very true.
Except for me.
Except Lauren.
I don't do that.
Except for her.
Lauren doesn't like to entertain herself.
Yeah, what the heck, Lauren?
It's just not entertainment to me. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Start with Amy on this one. Reapplying fresh makeup over yesterday's makeup.
Oh, that's no. No, no, no way in heck. Never, never, never get a makeup wipe. Do it. Okay, it's bad
do
for
it.
You.
Absolutely not. I think that's nope.
Yeah,
not.
Over my dead body, that's not, no.
Okay, all these little liars can stop because we've all done it. We've all done it.
No!
You've never done it in your life.
I've literally never done that.
Never. Okay.
But I'm sure other people have. It's on the list.
I definitely have done that.
I have, and I have friends who have as well. Yeah, I've seen people do it.
I have friends.
Okay, the only form of this I do is a lot of times I take all my makeup off except my mascara, and I sleep in that, and then I put my makeup on the next day with yesterday's mascara.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. But I ripped one of my contacts the other day from doing that, so I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm. That's a no for me.
Okay, Lee, start this one. Having imaginary conversations with yourself and pretending like you're talking to your crush.
I would say that 50% or more of the conversations I've had in my life are imaginary. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Imaginary conversations with my crush, with my mom, with a friend that I don't even have, with celebrities. Just my wildest fantasies have always been opening up to people.
Mm. Yes, I've of course done this.
The better question is,
have you not
done this?
Yeah, I think I've definitely done this. I can't think of that many examples of like, oh, this was so funny. But
so
I'm not quite in my head as much as that one.
Oh, no one is.
Okay.
I'm not really that much in my head, so I don't really think I do this very often. But one time my friend's mom.
Oh, Jimmy.
One time my friend's mom. I just think it's weird because I'm like, they're not here. It just doesn't feel
real.
That's the point.
Stop shaming.
No, I'm not shaming. But listen, no, my friend's mom, who's very like spiritual, like, you know, kind of, I don't know, transcendental type of woman. She once told me that if you say something out loud, someone will hear it in their soul. And I was like, that kind of started it for me when I was like, I was really like getting over some boys. And I did start kind of doing it. Like normally in the shower, I'd be like, listen. I'd be like putting on shampoo. Listen, I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I forgive you. It's time for me to move on. So yeah, I've done it, I guess, in my own way.
That's not your crush though.
We should try
your heartbreaker.
We should try it. We should like go in another room and then I'll say something out loud and see if you feel it in your soul.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Better question is have I not?
Yeah.
But also usually it's mainly like replaying a conversation or like or like maybe thinking of something that I want to say, but it's never like a whole convo. It's more like, I thought about this, or I thought about this. Oh, blah blah, yeah.
Amy, this is an easy one. This will be a fast one. Lowering the music on your car stereo so you can see better.
Yes. Duh. That just means so you can focus. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you just need to focus.
Yes, I've done this a million times.
Duh.
Who doesn't do that?
Obviously.
Yeah, because the noise is distracting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about like
being, it's not being able to see, okay? It's just being able to focus.
For me, it's being able to see, for
definitely.
Sure. It's like you're driving late at night, and you're like, it's really dark. So
it starts raining, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you turn, yes, it's raining. Oh, my gosh.
It just means you got to focus.
Amy, it means I can see, okay?
All right.
Lisa, searching for your phone while you're holding it in your hand.
I don't think so. No, I don't do that.
Okay. I'd say it's more while it's in my pocket. But yes.
I can't say I've ever done that.
I think I've done this once.
I've done this many times.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, where is my phone? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think I've done it at least once. I remember doing that recently, but all the time I'm looking for it and it's in my back pocket.
Okay, yeah. Oh. So.
Okay, I don't really understand this one. Seeing an outrageous price on something at the store and pretending you're still considering. Does that mean if someone's like saying it to you, you're pretending to them or you're pretending to yourself?
I think it could be either one.
I think this is what I think. You go into this boutique, whatever, you think it's really cute, and you're like looking around at the clothes, and then you start to see that it's like really expensive.
Oh.
And you immediately think, oh, I'm not buying anything here. But you continue to look because you don't want to like just see, you just in your mind, there's this imaginary person watching you look at the tag, and then you're like, oh, they can't afford it. Then you're like, oh, JK. And then you leave. You ever done that?
No, because I don't go into places that are expensive.
Okay.
I have definitely done this, yes.
It reminds me of like when we were going to get our cabinets redone and the guy gave us a, what's called, estimate. And it was outrageous because I knew how much it would cost for us to do it.
It was $5 million.
So we were sitting there and he was saying it and then I was like, very interesting. But I was like, no, this is outrageous.
Way.
But I figured there was no point in being like, this is outrageous, sir, because why would I do that?
It wasn't his very own personal business.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, okay. We'll talk it over.
Yeah.
You?
I feel like I wouldn't just leave a store because I couldn't afford something in it. I would probably still keep looking, so I don't know if I guess I do relate to it. You right?
I don't know. I don't get it, so I'm just skipping.
I don't really get it.
I do, and sometimes I buy that thing, and then I'm like, that was so stupid. I had these shoes that were $100, and I was like 20, or no, I was like 18, and I thought they were on the 50% off wall, so I was like, oh, or they're $90. I was like, they'll be 45. And then I was with my two friends that I didn't know very well, this one guy that I knew like a long time ago, and they rang them up to like $90, and I was like, okay. I tried to be like a baller, but inside I was like, gosh, dang it.
Wait, oh my God.
It's like, yeah, sure, no problem.
You just don't go there in the first place.
I feel like you could apply this to text as well. So start with Lisa. Ignoring an email or text for a week, you'd say something different. Ignoring an email for weeks, then writing back and saying, somehow this ended up in the spam folder.
I usually say like, oh my gosh, sorry, I thought I replied to this. But half the time that's true and half the time it's not. It really just depends.
So basically, this is just a lie, which is wrong. I just want to point that out. But yes, I do this all the time with texting. And I say, oh, I didn't see this. That's what I say. Even though I did see it, I just ignored it because I didn't want to respond at that time. So it's more like I saw it and I forgot rather than I didn't see this.
Yeah, I'm not a little liar. So I just say like, oh my gosh, sorry, I'm just getting around to this. Because I did see it. I just didn't get around to responding.
Mm-hmm. I think I've probably done this. But now I change it to being like, sorry, I've had a busy week and I haven't gotten time to respond to, or
cause that's
not
true.
Gotten time. I haven't been responding
Made
to
time.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel bad if I lie outright, so I try to be as honest as possible, but I definitely do ignore people's texts for weeks on end. Not intentionally. No, it's not intentional. I get a bunch of texts and I'm like running around. I'm like, oh, I'll reply to these later. And then I'm just go about my day and days go by and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't reply. So I wouldn't lie and say it went to my spam, but I would say, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I've been really busy, whatever.
I have 7 unread texts right now, so it's pretty good.
Well, I ignore texts a lot.
And you just don't say anything.
And I will text them back, or they will text me again, and I'll be like, dang it. I'll be like, I saw this. Don't know what happened. I forgot about it.
So you don't lie.
Or I lie and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry I missed this. Or like, oh, I didn't, like, I'm sorry I forgot to respond or something. But like, literally, it's really bad.
Wow, I feel really special because I feel like you always reply to my texts like right away. And I'll get like 3 missed calls from you.
You happen to text me often when I'm literally holding. Okay, okay, here's the thing.
Okay, I'm not special.
People send
me
really long texts.
Oh, yeah.
I can't respond. Shut down. I don't know why my brain goes. Delete.
Okay.
So I just don't respond, and it's real bad, guys. Real bad.
How many unread texts does everyone have right now?
I just have 7.
24.
4. 15. Not bad.
I have like 2, and the thing is, I read their long text, and I don't respond.
Okay. You should just say when you meet people, don't send me long texts. I won't reply.
My brain goes,
TLDR.
Guys,
I have to admit, I'm at 24 right now, which makes me the most, but yeah, I was at 63 or something yesterday. I just cleared out and tried to respond.
Hey, I used to be at like 100 and something.
I used
so.
To have 100 to 200 under texts at all times.
Yeah, that's too.
Worse. That's I feel
me.
Like you did that on purpose, there. Though.
What?
For the clout.
No. Not for clout.
Like, it's not clout. It is stress.
She would see it.
No, it doesn't make me feel cool. It's just like, oh, like the family group chat is going, and I just would not read it.
I hate notifications, so I open things to make them go away.
No, I'm trying to change this because it's really stressful being like, oh, no, I didn't respond to everyone. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So I want to put these two together. Let's start with Lisa. We already know what the answer is. I'm going to do 2, but they're kind of the same. Pretending you're in a music video while listening to music in headphones and walking down the street, or pretending you're in a movie when on a car ride and staring out the window.
Yeah. Duh. I've done that a lot, okay?
No, Danny.
I do this every day. I have done
more
this.
In the past.
I have done this every day since I can remember. When I was a fetus, I remember doing this. Always driving in the car as a little kid, and the radio is playing, and you're looking out the window. You're like, it's so dramatic. And you have no problems in your life at all because you are 5. Nothing. There's no boys who are breaking your heart. There's no drama. But in your mind, you are in the middle of a very dramatic life. And so you're like, oh, I relate to this breakup song. And you're out the window, and it's raining, and you like touch the window. everyone does
you
that.
You follow she the took drama it to, with your
yes.
finger.
You took it to a new level.
No, I really did. And like walking down the street to like the beat of the music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
And
oh,
you
yeah,
imagine everyone around you is looking at you, but really no one is.
There's
at all.
No one around.
Or if they are looking at you, they're like, why is this girl walking like that?
Yeah, I definitely do that. But also, I listen to my own songs and pretend I'm in my own music video.
Whoa.
That's more just like planning.
Yeah.
Is it though?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that much dramaticness about this, but yeah. I don't think mine's as dramatic as that.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
not.
I think
it's not.
In my late teens and early 20s, I did this a lot, and I think I genuinely thought I had the coolest music taste, and everyone truly cared about what I looked like while driving or walking. I think I was a little delusional, just wanted to feel special, you know?
Aw.
Sad.
True.
Yeah, agreed, did the same thing, but also did. Usually... No, I do it. But usually it's more like a performance. It's not like a music video.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Like yours is
especially
a performance.
When I'm on a walk, I'm like, I'm performing.
I want to add to this that I also, I think most people can relate to this, while driving, like Catherine kind of said, make very dramatic faces or dance dramatically or whatever and look around all the time to see if anyone's looking at you.
No,
like many
I don't.
Times.
I used to do
I'm
that.
Too scared.
And many times I've seen people filming like- me for Snapchat or whatever. Many times.
Wait,
so
here's a really quick poll. Who puts on a performance on the treadmill at the gym?
Oh,
me.
That too!
Me,
I've done that.
Yep. Last year I did that a lot, but I don't use treadmills anymore. Okay. I'm above that.
Right. Okay!
Okay, last one.
Just like, I just levitate.
Last one. Who has done this? Who has done this? We'll start with Amy. Accidentally sending a text to the person you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I've
actually done
this
multiple times.
Start with Amy.
Sorry.
I've literally, surprisingly, that's something I've never done.
Good for you. We know you have.
I've texted the wrong people.
But Amy has. Never mind. I was going to say, when you were saying, like, you like text someone on purpose and you're like a boy you like, you're like,
no,
oh, sorry, that was for a friend.
That's on accident, but that's not about
that's
this.
Actually not.
I said accident with
different.
Air quotes.
Okay, I think I've only done this one time, which I think I shared on the podcast before, and it was so horrifyingly awkward that I never did it again because it scarred me for life.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't text things like that. You talk on the phone.
No.
There's no paper trail.
Okay, I've never done this, but I've almost done it probably like 20 times, like like I've gotten this close. So I'm typing it up and then I select the person's name. I'm like, no, 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 no. So I've gotten like right there so many times.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. So many times. I've never done this in texting, but there was one time where I was trying to send someone's story to Danny and like make a comment about it. Oh, but I actually just replied to their story. It wasn't anything like dramatic. So it was fine, but I was like, how did I do that?
Oh, wait,
like,
I did that before, how? But it was like a random.
I don't know.
You know, every time I send you a story, then I get scared I'm going to send it to them. I get nervous. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to send it to them. I've done this 100 times at least because I do not pay attention. I text without looking. I text while I'm walking. I text while I'm half asleep. I text in my sleep. I literally do not pay attention. So I've done this many, 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 many times.
We should do Danny's sleep text as a segment sometime.
Yes. No, we haven't.
I think we did.
I don't think we did.
Oh, we should do weird things people have done in their sleep because we have a lot of those.
I've done like four of them recently. So
okay, we got to do that later.
I just found a voice recording of Danny in her sleep.
Yes.
You found that?
I sent it to the group. You need to read the text.
Did she send it?
Like a while ago.
I got to see it.
It's in the
whatever. You know what you said? There's raw eggs cracked in my bed.
What?
Yes. Don't give it away.
I think I remember that.
What's your answer?
I already said I've done this like 3 times and it was very traumatic all 3 times.
Oh.
Oh, God.
It was terrible.
Sounds like it.
All right.
I can't believe it because I don't really talk about people over text. It's on the phone.
That's true.
That's what it is.
Okay, ready for some personal specific ones from us? Here we go. Ooh. Danny, you got the first one?
All right. So... My first one kind of goes with what we said, but this is confronting people in my mind. Mm. So it's kind of like when you are talking to your crush in your mind, but this is like when you have a problem you have to resolve or like you're mad at someone and you might never say it and you say it in your mind. So you come up with all your wonderful insults and you come up with all the points you're going to make and you're like, oh, I'm so smart. Totally
and this could take like an hour.
Or more. Like you could talk, like, you could think about it for days at a time. It's like it builds up in you because you're mad or whatever.
I just did this last night.
Yeah. It's like you say all this stuff in advance to make yourself feel good.
I just don't say it though.
That's or you never say it to their face. Yeah.
Lisa.
Okay. This one's mine, I think. Pretending you're being interviewed. Although, yeah, that's right. Like I especially as a kid, but even nowadays, I'm like cleaning my room, doing some tasks. Stop
my
dropping
ear
your earrings.
Off.
You need to bend it closed. It's anyway, you're like cleaning or doing a task that just takes more time. So you have like, you know, you need to entertain yourself. So I'm just like being interviewed about my career aspirations. I'm on Ellen.
What?
I'm with like my celebrity crush when I was a kid. I would imagine that my celebrity crush was
interviewing me.
You?
Yeah.
Like a conversation.
Wait, have you guys all done this or no?
No.
I thought when we were talking about it, we said we had.
I've done it.
I used to do it when I was a kid.
As a kid, I've done this.
I think I did it when I was younger.
I did for sure.
No, but not anymore.
A kid and teen, I did it.
Okay, mine is weird. I guess no one else related to this because
so
we talked
weird.
About it.
No, I relate to this.
Oh, do you? Okay. So a lot of times, like, I listen to a song that really gets me, but then it kind of starts to get a little stale after I've heard a lot of times, and I'm like, oh, I really just want to feel emotion right now. So then I'll think about, I don't know why, but Lauren always goes to my, and I was like, I wonder how Lauren would feel listening to this song, and then I cry, because I'm like, oh, she would feel so touched.
You've texted me multiple times where you're like, I just listened to this song, thought about you, and I cried. You need to listen to this. I was like, what?
Okay,
oh, wait. I've got so many texts from Kath. I listened to this song, and I really thought this is something that you would like. Because you're thinking. Okay, now
well,
makes sense.
No, but I also do genuinely listen to songs, and they
you're
remind
like,
me.
I think you would relate to this. You say that.
Yeah, I always think, wow, I wonder how Christina would
well,
I've totally gotten that.
I never do this on purpose, because it seems like you're really trying to find
I'm
some
not
emotion.
Trying to do it.
You just said you were. You said you ran out of feelings or whatever.
It's
like,
not
oh,
a conscious
feel
process. It just happens.
I'm saying I do this subconsciously, for sure. Like, I'll listen to a song, and I'm like, oh, I don't really relate to this, but this person totally would. Oh, and I start crying. Or I'm adding to this, hearing a song and thinking about if you hypothetically were in the situation. So, like, if it's a breakup song, but you're in a relationship, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I've done
if
that.
I broke up with him,
I
would
so
feel
sad.
So sad.
You've never been cheated on. You imagine yourself
yes,
being cheated
yes.
on. You're like, oh, I dug my
you're like, driving. You're like, oh, the nerve.
Yes.
Can't say I've ever done that.
I've totally done that.
Oh, yeah, this is mine.
I don't really do that one.
Lisa.
This is a really weird one. This is something I secretly do. I get, okay, I see this, you know, someone on the internet or something being really tough and like, not like insulting people, just like acting like they're all tough. And I think I get triggered by this, obviously, because I do this and I, you know, you hate seeing things that
you do in other people. And I'm like, you are not tough. I'm tougher than you. So then I'm like, when I'm driving that day, I put on like my metal music and I'm listening to the car. I'm like, oh, I'm so much tougher than that person.
Wait, what?
Wait, I have a question. When you wrote Pretty Pink, did you write that about yourself? There's more to you than the fact that you think you're tough. No, it was about someone
else.
That, thinking they're tough.
They were tough. The story. Oh, but okay. I was like, but you know, right. I understand it because I do it.
So that's what makes like, you mad.
So all you do is just get in your car and listen to metal. And then you know you're more tough.
And they have no idea that I'm doing this and I'm thinking this.
It's all right. So unless weird. They can hear your thoughts in their soul.
Please, Amy, what about you?
So we've kind of touched on this, but this is more a specific variation on it. Mm. And it kind of turned into me of like this thing of like narrating your life or something that has happened or something that is happening while you're driving. You're not listening to music. Like you're going to a breakup or something. You're like, this happened and he was like this and I was like this. And it kind of turns into a book in your head and you're like talking out loud and you're driving home and you're like.
You mean talking to yourself when you're driving?
Yeah.
Oh, but she's saying narrating her life.
Narrating your life.
As if you're like in a movie.
Yeah.
That reminds me of The Holiday. Cameron Diaz does that in The Holiday.
Okay, so Lauren, Danny, and I all said we've done this one. Pulling into a random parking lot just to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So can you clarify what you said, though? Remember, because you were like, oh, that's safe driving. But you were saying, no, I go to this parking lot to cry.
Oh, no. I was saying it's like... You know, your heart's really heavy. You were just out with friends, whatever, you forgot for a second. But then you're driving home and you're so sad. And you're like, I can't go home. Yep. So you just go to a random parking lot and just cry.
Well,
like,
for me, this was more when I lived with my parents. So I didn't want to go home and like have anyone see me cry. So on my way home, I would always stop at the same parking lot. Oh. And sometimes if I was so sad, I would leave the house and go to that parking lot to cry because I felt like I couldn't do it in my house.
That's
so
and your car is like this tiny little like insulated like safe space and you can like quickly move with
so
the space
safe.
Yes.
So, safe. So it feels like the ultimate
and
place
and it plays music it has
my
air
car,
conditioning
yeah
it's a great place
exactly. My car is the safest place.
I love my
does
car
does anybody sit on top of their car to cry though?
No, because no. It's like what if someone walks by or something?
I don't care. No. I'm living my life
while you're
I've
crying
done that. Wait yes. Have you been driving and you're crying and then people are looking at you and you're like whatever?
Yes,
I always see that happen to me. I secretly like, hope whatever. That people are looking at me.
Never.
I never hope that. Can I say, very specifically, one time, this is a very dramatic story. One time, I was really sad. I was crying. I was driving around, whatever. And then I was like, oh, I gotta go somewhere to cry. So I went to the top of a parking garage. It was pouring rain outside.
Ooh.
I played this really sad song, like a really sad song, on repeat, super loud. Keep in mind, the parking garage was pretty much empty, so it was okay. And it was the roofs, and it was raining, so no one's really up there. So I sat on top of my car in the pouring
how'd you hear the
rain, because I opened one of my car doors. I was like, I don't
in
even care.
Rain.
I said, I don't even care if it's going to get wet. Yes.
Of course.
I didn't care about the car. I said, I don't even care if the car is going to get wet. So I opened the door. Maybe I like cracked the window or something.
Because you smashed it already.
It doesn't matter. And I sat on top of the car, and I cried in the rain
ooh,
for like
good.
20 minutes.
That's
and I felt like I was in a
that's
movie.
The drama.
Wait, does anybody have like a crying parking lot, like a designated
yes.
one?
Yes, I
just,
said,
just
that.
Said that. Yeah.
Yeah, but like sometimes it's random, but like, yeah.
No, yeah.
I just
I
had a
one.
Country road that I would pull down and then I would sit on my car because I knew no one was coming and no one could. And if they were coming, I would see them from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Kath? Oh, Kath, I love this one. Yeah,
oh,
I've never. Kath was telling us about this one when we were playing this episode, and I was just like, what the heck?
Okay, this is really embarrassing. I feel like this should have been in the embarrassing episode. But,
I don't think it's that embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing. I feel like I do this so naturally that I never even thought about it until recently.
I do it.
And I realized, okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Maybe more people will tell me that they do it too, and I'll feel better about myself. I feel like every time I'm about to do a situation, that doesn't make sense. Do a situation.
Do
every time I'm about to experience something, like
what?
Going on a trip or going to a family party or whatever.
Or a date.
I always, not really.
A hang.
I mean, almost, honestly, almost anything. And I'm becoming more aware of it, so hopefully I'll do it less. Then I idealize it in my mind so much. I'm like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to have the perfect outfit. And then everyone's just going to love me. And then
I do this so much.
And it's just going to be so much fun. We're all going to have a blast. And I'm just going to feel so significant. It's like all these things
yes.
that I want to happen. And then when I actually go to reality, I'm like, oh, it wasn't as good. It's just not as good. Sucks. So it's really a bad thing to
do. Like, you literally picture before, you're like, you picture you walking in and what the room looks like. And you make up. Has anyone ever done this?
I picture.
You're going somewhere new or you go to a concert and you have all these things in your mind that you think are going to happen. And you make up this new room or this new place.
If you're going to a concert, the lead singer is going to point out you and there's going to be a spotlight.
I don't think that.
It's like, you just think the best
these
possible
things actually
thing
happened to me.
Is, well, I mean, some crazy things have happened to me. Maybe because I have such a crazy mindset.
Yeah, guys.
But don't do that because expectations versus reality.
It's really
sad. I'm learning recently to just let the thing happen and not try to idealize it.
What were you saying before we went to Indiana? What was your idea?
That's embarrassing. I was like, I was just picturing this perfect, like, picturesque small town. And I was like, we're going to have this small town experience. And I'm really going to bond with my friend's parents. They're just going to, they're going to love me. And it's just, I was like, why does it matter if my friends? But I think in my mind, I always want people to accept me.
You're dreaming of acceptance that you don't give to yourself.
Whoa.
I don't really know. But maybe we'll see.
Anyway. I do that.
Now that you know my weird habit.
One more.
Last one.
One more from Amy.
Okay. I haven't done this many times, so I've definitely done this. When you're not going anywhere, but you want to practice your makeup, so you just do your makeup, even though you're not going anywhere.
And then you feel really frustrated, because it's like, dang it, now I'm ready to go somewhere.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm not
just take
going
a pic
anywhere.
Wait,
post it.
I did this when I was like 10 and I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. I would do makeup alone in the bathroom use Christina's makeup. But I was allowed to wear makeup, I didn't really feel the need to like do it
randomly. My gosh, wait. When I was little, I would try to find ways to wear makeup without being able to tell that I was wearing makeup. And now I look back and I'm like, wait, what is the point of wearing makeup?
I did that too.
That you can't
see. You know you're doing
it. You really
it
want to have the experience of wearing it, but you don't want to get in trouble.
So weird.
I did that.
The goal is to not look different at all.
You know what
the point
I did?
Of makeup is to look different.
You know what I did is I used all of Christina's like skin and face and
because
random
we all shared a bathroom.
No, but I'm talking about when I was like 5, I would go in there and I had no clue what anything was. And I'd read the directions and be like, oh, it's for your face or oh, it's for your legs or whatever.
That's because Christina always had like boxes and boxes of so many products.
Yes.
Like more than anyone. It would be
a hoarder.
Or when I was a kid with no leg hair, I would just shave my legs for fun. Even though I didn't know what the point of it. What, like 6 or 7?
Oh my god.
Just for fun.
You picked up a razor at 6 and you're like, cool.
Because I saw it in commercials.
Oh my god.
Of like
gosh.
Those like
oh
razor commercials where I do it. I was like, I know how to do it. And read the directions once again. I was like, I know how to do it.
That's
I always did that.
Gosh. That's incredible.
I had so many products because I know why. Because that used to be like a stress relieving thing for me.
You
was
had so many.
Going shopping for like self care products.
Yes.
And then it feels like you're taking care of yourself.
And I'd wash my face all the time with like acne medicated face wash.
I just remember
like
I would see the cleaning the bathroom and Christina's section was always the most robust with all the products.
So much.
She had so
you
many
know,
things.
I did this okay with moms when I was younger. I was like, I want to have products when I was like 12.
Our mom is the product queen.
She is.
Real.
She's a real
she's
queen.
She's got a collection.
So I would go in there and be like, anti-aging.
Yes, me too.
Me too. I totally use my mom's stuff.
I did that too.
I'm literally making parenting notes in my mind. I'm like, okay, lock the razors away. Lock the products away. Hide everything. Security.
Or just teach your kid how to use it and then if they do use it, they'll be fine.
You
six
don't need to use wrinkle cream when you're 6.
Yes, you do.
Oh my God. I love it. This is gonna make you less ugly.
The eye cream was my favorite.
Oh, like, God, me too.
So you should give them their own like fun lotion and stuff.
Like here's some water. Put on your face.
I'm like here's this is face water wash.
Give them some friends. Give them a spray bottle of water.
I feel like Paisley would do that.
Wait, you could do that. You could have like a bunch of empty different things. Just fill them with water. Like this is lotion.
Yes.
Face spray.
Wow.
It's a really good idea.
That was the topic of conversation, which was
weird stuff girls do.
Secret.
Secret.
Stuff girls secretly do.
Honestly, it's all weird
stuff, though. It's definitely weird.
Yeah, so let us know, even if you're not a girl, let us know if you do any of those things secretly or not so secretly. Let us know so we don't feel so alone, although I think those are pretty common.
Yeah.
But let us know your comments. All right, guys. The last segment that we have is Sister Spotlight, where we have Lauren's Take, Get Real with Christina, Sappy Thoughts with Kath, Amy's Current Crisis, Exposing Lisa's Past, and Danny's Love-Hate List. And this week, we have...
Zing, 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 zing.
me.
Hey.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
With Christina.
You.
It's like this. Written in front of you.
Christina, I was like this. Not ready.
You blind.
Yeah, hopefully you can see Danny, you can rewind and watch her, whoever's watching this podcast,
what
all
did
of you
she
guys.
Say?
Hopefully they can rewind and watch you.
Oh,
I thought you said, hopefully you can see Danny if you're a wine and watcher.
Listen, hopefully you can see Danny through your wine. I was
okay.
Like, what?
Okay, okay, okay. So I wanted to tie in the topic of Get Real with Christina with the topic of conversation, which was, okay, so stuff girls secretly do. So I was thinking, you know, if we're secretly doing all this stuff, then why are we doing it secretly? Because we're scared people will shame us.
Judge us.
Laugh at us.
And Christina won't let me shave my legs.
Stop it. I didn't say she couldn't shave her legs when she was six.
She didn't
I
know.
Would have said if I would have. But I never said that. So
I did, though.
That's so funny.
Okay, so I want to address a specific thing. So this basically goes out to all the people out there who are, this is, okay, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about like serious things because I really think that you should take people's opinions into account. But I'm talking about like, this is a real thing I see all the time. We get a lot of messages about this too. This one goes out to all the people who are not like wearing an outfit they want to wear, not doing their hair, not, okay, this is the one, curling your hair because you think people are going to be like, why'd you curl your hair? Not putting like effort in because they think they're gonna get shamed. Not
stop it.
Not putting a video on YouTube singing because they're scared. Literally random things that are like not harming anyone. They're not serious decisions, but yet you're scared to do them because you think people are gonna laugh at you or shame you. This makes me so mad because there's all these people just walking around. Well, okay, they don't have bad intentions, we hope. But all these kids just walking around just being like,
because they're judging themselves.
Okay, yeah, they're, okay, yeah, if you get that. If they're judging you, they're judging themselves. I don't know if you believe that, because I didn't believe that when I was younger.
That.
No, I didn't believe it, I know it now. But I didn't, it was hard for me to know when I was younger. But people are walking around just judging everyone. You might be doing it too. And then all these other people are walking around feeling all judged, and then they're not doing these things that are just making them, like, they're like, I have a vibrant personality. I want to wear a bright yellow shirt, but they're scared. Or they want to paint their nails yellow, and their dad roasted them. And they're like, I want to paint my nails yellow, but I'm too scared now.
You didn't do it for 10 years.
Aww.
Or they want to curl their hair, and they think their friends are going to be like, why'd you curl your hair? Why'd you put in
effort? You going to prom?
Who are you trying to impress? As if you can't do that. Or people made fun of them because they put up their music online, okay? Mm-hmm. Plenty of different things. I just want to say to all of you people out there, just be yourself and do the things that you want to do that make you you. Be yourself. Stop being these weird other people. Why are you being them? Mm-mm. You're not them. Mm. They're not even being them. So why are you being them being someone else? Be yourself. So think of, like, what makes me me? What's my personality? Like, what's special about me? What is the thing that I want to do? And then do it. If it's, like I said, it's, like, these simple, surface-level, not-hurting-anyone things that you don't need to think through, like, oh, no, should I really wear this shirt? You're not hurting anyone. It is not. It's really not that deep. So if people are going to roast you for something that's not that deep, they got a real problem, okay? So I want you to just think about that. Be like, what am I not doing right now? And why am I not doing it? And don't let these people get you down. I know you're like, what do you mean? Just don't let them. But I'm telling you from my own life, because I used to be, oh my gosh, so scared of a lot of things like this. I used to be really scared. I had so much social anxiety. That's definitely a lot better recently. But throughout my entire life, since I was little, I had so much social anxiety that I dealt with. So I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's looking at me. Everyone's going to judge me. And yeah, a lot of people will judge you. I'm not going to say no one's looking at you. Mm-hmm. But the reality is every single person, they're not thinking about you 24/7. Like, you don't keep them up at night, every night, where they think like, I can't believe she wore that shirt. I wonder what she's going to wear tomorrow. That's not how it works. Like, people can't help but think about themselves. That's just like biology. They can't help it. Okay. They have to. They can't even stop it if they try. Like, you can't. So the bottom line is that people might be judging you in the moment, but who gives a rip, honestly? Because you have to live with what you do. They don't have to live with what you do. So if you don't wear that yellow shirt and then you're like, I'm not even being my real self, I'm just wearing black every day, or gray and I don't want to do that. Okay. At the end of the day, like, they don't have to deal with that feeling of like, I just covered myself up for other people. You have to live with that. Mm. They will never have to deal with your pain because of that. You will have to feel it. So I'm saying make the bold choice, and it is a choice, that you're just going to say, I'm going to put myself out there as who I am, and when people reject me for who I really am, then I'm just going to say, okay, thank you, next, right? It's a good one. Turn on the song. Turn on the song in your car if you're doing any of the other weird things that we mentioned. Turn on the song and be in a music video
Turn
in your car.
Turn on the clean version.
Yes.
Turn on the clean version in your car and be in a music video and just think about everything I just said. And make that choice. Choose to be brave and confident. Be like, you know what? I might have not thought I was brave and confident before, but I am now. Mm. I'm brave and I'm confident. Choose that as your new identity. My identity. I am brave and confident.
Love that.
Mm. Because you get to choose it, right? Everyone around you, you think, where'd it come from? Where did everyone's identity come from? Where did they come from? What do you think? It came from them being like, oh, someone said this about me. I agree. That's true. Okay, it's true. That's where it came from. Okay? So now you can say it to yourself and be like, yep, that's true. Bam, done. When they say something dumb to you, wrong, not true. Kick it out. So that's what you got to do. Get your new identity. I've done this to myself, and I've seen many people do it who I've like coached and worked with. So I know that it's possible. I've done it myself. So that's all I got to say, guys, for Get Real with Christina. Live the real you. I'm trying to think of a random
live
quote that's never been said.
Like we always said.
Yeah, live free. Live free. Be you. How many cliches can I say?
Be you yourself. Follow your heart.
Be beautiful.
Be you.
Be yourself. Heart, live, true, free.
Live, laugh, love, learn, lose.
Okay, dude.
Linguistic.
Okay, linguini.
All right, guys. That is all we have. The next episode is Patreon only, so you have to be a member of our Patreon to see it. I'm going to tell you right now what it is.
Ooh.
You get Sappy Thoughts with Kath in this episode. Yes. You get to learn all about how we make our music, songwriting, producing, and harmonies. Mm. And obviously, you get a spicy advice Q&A. It's only on Patreon. It will not be on YouTube. If you join our Patreon, you get every other episode, which is Patreon only. And you get all of the YouTube episodes a week early on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely going to want to join our Patreon. And by the way, our Patreon has more than just the podcast on it. What else does it have on it, Kath?
We got Q&As. We got the Cimarelli magazine, which is a weekly magazine where we share all kinds of things with you guys, and you guys are loving it. So check it out. You basically get to learn more about us, connect with us, and find things that no one else really gets to know on
the
internet.
And we do live streams.
Oh, and we do live streams.
Shout outs.
And we Skype with you. There's a lot of different cool things on there.
Yes, you're definitely going to want to join the Patreon. It is amazing. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you in the next episode. And have a great day and live free, like we always said.
And live, laugh, love.
See ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.